Love Talk Radio.
Wood, if you could just know this, is
feeds fire. So this is just pretty smooth. That's a smooth, productive, that's the direction of the production cycle. There's an exhaustive cycle, and the exhaustive cycle is the opposite. Fire burns wood. Fire, but fire burns wood. Do you love the yin yang of feng shui? So they have directions that this will push and go in the compass. And we place things like plants to represent wood. Or if you have a wood table, this is wood. There could be colors of wood as well. And we can use that for wood. And also images of wood, you know, a picture of some trees there. This is wood. And this is how you can use your element and have it to put in a compass direction to help you. And tip, this year, all of us, let's put some of that in the east. Grow the flying star, the blue over there, which is, you know what, the eighth star of the money bowl is over there in the east. And so wood in the east. And hey ho, guess what? That is its palm direction. And all of the compass sections have an element that is their home direction, and that does not change either. The only things that change are the flying stars, and of course, when we go to the next year, it goes into the next animal. And in feng shui, in the eastern way, our birthdays are all of the entire year. So let's get over this age thing and look at just the animal so that you can learn your feng shui. If you've been avoiding feng shui because you don't want people to know how old you are, this is knowledge that you're missing out on. So it is really easy to figure out how old people are, though, when you find out which animal they are, because it's on the wheel. You can just count the animals away from where you are. It's just addition, it's math. And so it's there are only 12. But it is the deal to learn your own animal, learn your own element, and what supports your element. If you are a fire element, you're going to like wood. Why? Wood feeds you. This is why. So you're learning these things. It's fun in feng shui. If you would like a feng shui consultation, you can contact pathfinder1111@gmail.com. And we will set it up online, and we will go through the flying stars for the fire rooster year 2017 in your home. It is super fun. It will activate. If you're feeling a little sluggish and things haven't been going, let's make it go, because the directions of the compass really affect what we're activating, what we're balancing, and what we're curing. Yay for curing. And it's time for our feng shui fit tip of the day. And yes, we're still on nutrition. Love nutrition. Let's talk about eggs a little bit. Yes, we love our eggs. Eat our eggs. Eggs are the best protein. Here's the thing that I'd like just to say about the egg yolk. Hooray for the egg yolk. Please eat your egg yolks along with your egg whites. If you're a person who's thinks that they're dangerous, they need to be with the egg white. Even if you only leave one egg yolk in for every two egg whites, you know, try to do it at least like that and have them, because the combination is magical and it needs each other to have that egg yolk part of the whole entire egg. And we do like our free-range eggs best when we can find them. And so we go searching for them locally. Here we come, chickens. And that's your feng shui fit tip of the day. Remember to eat those egg yolks too. Yeah. Ready for the egg. Here we go, Pathfinder. Creation. It is the egg.
Oh. Aloha, everyone. Aloha. Sending out the aloha. The power of the earth, the power of the sky, together in peace and wisdom and love. Aloha. Miedo chunku oksape. My name is Pathfinder. It's good to be here with you today. Today we're talking about earth connectedness. We've spent a number of weeks since pretty much the beginning of this feng shui year talking about creation, you know, creation stories. And this is very important because there was a couple of big events within the last few years. One was the December 21, 2012, which marked the ending and beginning of the Mayan calendar. And that's kind of like in the astrology. We go all the way around the wheel and we get to the 12th house, which is considered to be Pisces. And we're in those last degrees of Pisces, just like Venus is right now. And then we take that step from the old year to the new year, from the highest numbers near 360 to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we go. And so we've been working. We've been working with new beginnings, and as part of the beginnings, we reach back into our celestial history. So a couple big events. One was the December 21, 2012, and something I've been noticing since then is that the interaction of the planets and the astrology has been very, very complex and overlying many different things happening at once, usually with either an intensity of water or an intensity of fire, or there's no air in the chart right now, or, you know, it's like, oh, we finally made it to an earth place so we can feel stable, and just all these, you know, grand crosses and just an incredible amount. I would say an unusual amount of activity and aspects to guide our days or to influence our days. Another huge happening came through last December. So that would be December 2016. And this was that an enormously powerful and unprecedentedly ancient cosmic wave washed through our solar system from the direction of creation. And we still don't really know what the influence of this is. And I first heard about this wave coming through from Neil deGrasse Tyson on Colbert. And he was talking about how Einstein had predicted this, and that just in time for this wave to come through, technology had been developed in order to see that it was there. And that was the blow your mind aspect for Colbert. But then when I think about this, the proportions that, okay, you have one, and that was the power of the universe. Then all of a sudden there was this huge explosion that was an 11. So in other words, we went from 1 to 11 in terms of mass and light quantum being expressed in the physical. And so this is obviously a creation story as well. So we've been working with some of these larger energies, as well as what exactly is going on with the sun, what exactly is going on with the new heat and the new light and radiations, and what the heck is going on up in the sky between the HAARP program sending frequencies everywhere and then the exhaust coming out of all these planes. What the heck are they doing to the environment? So there, I'll get off the soapbox with that one. So today we're talking about Earth connectedness, and there's some very large forces at play And this is probably why the international politics are a little strange. They've gotten into a strange mode. They're a little bit weird going on, and not just in one place, but in many places. So let's remember to choose the earth first. Let's remember to choose life first. Let's remember to choose kindness first. And this is the theme of Earth Connectedness. We are here because the Mother Earth loves us. The Mother Earth has prayed for us, has dreamed us, and has given us a way to be born. And not just the humans, you know, it's like all the animal life. You know, there's this white rhino looking for a mate right now, and I think they put him on Tinder. Even the company is helping. This it's the last male, you know, giant northern white rhino needs a mate, and so let's remember our relatives out there, and they need room to live too. They need their environment, and then all of the plant nations and you know, and then the natural cycle of life of the Mother Earth that we might call the rain cycle or the water cycle or the growth cycle or how the ocean currents move. The Mother Earth is a living being, and these are the processes of her body. Just like there are invisible beings that we call the nature spirits or the sacred beings and or the ancestors or and original powers, just because we don't perceive a life form with a scientific instrument or we can't see them, that we're not the center of the universe. God sees them. The Mother Earth sees them. So let's be humble and understanding that the Mother Earth, that creator, that the original powers, the ancestors, the angels, all of our relatives, they have equal perspectives, or more so, actually. In other words, what is real? This is a saying that I often work with people on. What is real? What God knows as truth is what is real. Okay, that is what is real. It says everything else is perception. And so if we align ourselves with the thoughts and the feelings and the ambiance of Mother Earth, we instantly move into the center of reality. Earth connectedness. You know, there are a lot of people that for decades have been working to create like these bookstores, places where you can get crystals, you can get your sage. You know, there are a lot of very well-meaning people, and it usually ends up being more of a service than a business. And they usually are able to help the community for about a decade, and then they realize that it's time for them to do something else. And so I just want to say thank you to all of those Earth Guardians that have put forth their time, effort, and often fortune in order to help for just a little while, it usually turns out, though some do figure out a way to keep going. And then a shout out to all the Sun Dancers out there. Blessings for your journey this year and for the praying for the people, for life, and for all of our relatives. Now, with Earth connectedness comes natural telepathy. It's just the way it works. When the basic is be a child. Remember the original mind, the being so totally in the present of a child. This is the beginning place of all connectedness. And the foundation of Earth connectedness, as well as natural telepathy and relationship with all of our life relatives, is kindness. To come from the place of kindness, this is the carrier frequency of natural telepathy and understanding one another through the skills of empathy, intuition, compassion, psychic, or mystic, whichever of those levels. And that's kind of a rainbow gradient from the instinctual to the mystical, just like the chakras along the spine go from red all the way up to indigo and purple. And that there are different, it's almost, though you could use the word frequency. There are different frequencies of perception. There are different ways to perceive and to understand, and body language is one of these. It's like, how do we understand the dog? You know, how do we understand the dog? Well, one, we're definitely using our emotional body, and our emotional body is tied to our dream and our astral body. And so the creativity of the mind gets to be utilized, just like the cartoon type thinking. In other words, you allow the wise emotional mind and intuitive mind within to instruct us through images, through sounds, through thoughts, and then it is a analogous understanding. In other words, how do we understand our dogs? We feel them. They have a powerful emotion to them, and so we're able to actually feel them, and this is part of natural telepathy. Now, with the dog, it's real easy, especially the pet in a dog, it's very, very easy to understand what's going on with them, and then from there, we learn how to talk to nature. And again, to be in the place of the original mind, the unassuming one, to come with kindness, this is the base approach. And then the other part that's very, very important with being at peace with all our relatives is that we hold love in our heart for all life. And when we hold this love in our heart for life, all of a sudden we're Snow White and the birds want to sing with us, right? And the squirrels want to help out, and, you know, just the whole thing. When we're in a place of innocence, the original now, and we're approaching life with loving kindness, there is automatic, natural, and it is a scientific telepathy that helps us to understand in different ways, from the instinctual to the emotive and the intuitional to the psychic and to the mystical link. And by mystical link, we mean the realization that everything is interconnected already. It's the way it is. We are interconnected already. And through that looking within, we can discover to see everything without and within. By looking within, we can find our connectedness to any other being or situation that is in existence. Now, understand there are certain things that we're to keep our noses out of. We're not God here, and we're not, you know, we can do our intercessory prayers, and this is the purpose of angels, in other words, helpers. And there is a spiritual law that says, ask and you will receive. You've got to knock on the door for it to open, and this is the basis of intercessory prayer. So there's a bunch of prayers that Syria could use. There's a bunch of prayers of protection and sanity that the Koreas can use. You know, there's prayers for scientists to use their hearts and good intentions to curb their desire to just experiment. We're not supposed to experiment or mess with everything. In other words, why would somebody want to dig all the way into the earth? Why? Is that smart? We need our scientists to be smart, not just intelligent. Let's be smart. There's a movement. Let's make America smart again. And I'm with Neil deGrasse Tyson on that one. Let's make America smart again. And let's encourage intelligence and kindness across the planet. Gee, you might have tuned in wanting to hear a creation story. let us creation story. Each one of us has been given an amazing body to work with, you know, and every single body is different, has unique code and unique manifestation. And then every single soul or indwelling spirit of each one of us is also unique. We have a past, we have a present, we have a future, and we have an eternal now. And so the combination of the uniqueness of the body and the uniqueness of the being, then there is a uniqueness of what we chose to come in to manifest. What is our gift to life, in other words? Well, all of this begins with our earth connectedness. The very first lesson is our loving relationship with Mother Earth. And then second, our loving relationship with the great cosmic and earth family. So one, Mother Earth, two, our great family, and then three, how can I contribute to life? How can I give back? And this is the actual purpose. There are beings that help us up in the atmosphere. We don't think about them much. We don't know about them much. But they protect us because they eat radiation. And I'm going to put a shout out and thank you to David Little Elk of Ma Lakota, Lakota Heart and Soul, right? Voices of the Ancestors on Blog Talk Radio. Go and check out his program. He'll share some of the ancient Lakota star knowledge, and it's really good stuff. And it's to learn to respect even what we don't know is there, to learn how to be respectful, how to be humble, and how to be a sacred child of Mother Earth.
Well, hello, Pathfinder. We are grateful, and we are grateful for you for tuning into Aloha Healers Network on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for listening from all of the countries. We are global broadcast, it seems, when we look at our stats on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we are doing over 10 countries, maybe something like that, are tuning in. And so it is super fun to connect with you in this way. Look for more broadcasts, more broadcasts from Aloha Healers Network in the future. And the launch of a new website. Woo! It's coming soon, folks. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Tunkashe da de hampe eko de chanu welo kwe ne wa akaya o wa le la hako ping te do ai da ku te ki ka wanin ching te do E hampi kude chanu e doheu. Ne wa akaya, o wale na hanko ping te do. Ai, da ku te ki ka wanin ching te do. De hampiku de chanu velo.